Hey guys, and welcome back to Sacred Singleness. Now, we've been on quite a journey together. In episode 2, I shared about loving someone and letting go. In episode 3, we dug deep into childhood wounds, hyper independence, and father wounds that God is healing in this season. And today is a big one. Okay, and I want to say that because I want to talk about something deeply personal. And it's that God had revealed to me who my future spouse is. And he's done it not once, but twice. In the silence, in the stillness, and when I least expected it. And now let me be clear, I'm still single, I'm not interfering, I'm not forcing it, and I'm just not clinging to the promise with desperation. But I am learning to trust God's timing, and that's what this episode is all about, guys. What do you do when God reveals something to you, especially about marriage? Now, before I even start, let me say something. God is not a God of confusion. God is not a liar. Like when people say, I've known people that have like, oh, you know, God has revealed my future spouse to me, but then they went and married someone else. Let me tell you something, people. God allows for free will, okay? And it doesn't mean that God lied. It just means that person didn't choose correctly. Okay, so let me just leave that disclaimer right there just for anybody who's like, you know, gonna say, well, that's not true or whatnot. And when people are like, well, how does God reveal things to you? And how does God talk to you? I didn't even know what it was. Like, I honestly, when I first started this journey, you know, when I heard people was like, oh, God spoke to me and God this. God speaks to people in different ways. The way God speaks to me might not be the way he speaks to you or other people. Okay, so you have to be mindful of that. You know, in order for you to hear God's voice, okay, you have to be in his word. You know, you have to get close to him. You have to read the Bible. You have to read his word. Okay, pray for him, you know, and when you least expect it, you will start hearing his voice. And it's just, it's not even a voice. It's just, I don't even know how to explain it. I just know how it works for me and, you know, and stuff. So it's something hard. It's a relationship. It's a personal relationship that you have with God. And I don't know how to explain it. Once you experience it, you'll understand. I mean, I hope a lot of you have experienced and have that relationship with him. Because like I said at the beginning, I was like, I'm not hearing anything until I finally started hearing him. And let me tell you something before I even start this. I did not, because I told God, I released it, right? I surrendered to him one day at church. I got on my knees and I started crying. And I said, God, I surrender everything, all my burdens, all my worries, the relationships, the heartache, everything. I just surrender it to you. I cannot do this anymore. I don't have any more energy in me. I don't have any more nothing. Whatever it is, I don't care anymore. I just surrender it to you. And that's how it happened. But prior to me surrendering to that, I had a dream where God revealed my husband, right? And then months and months and months later, right? I asked him for a sign. I said, God, you know, whatever it is, I'm still going to surrender it. I'm not going to interfere with it. I said, but I want to make sure that the first sign you gave me, it was really from you. I said, I want to make sure that wasn't something that came from the devil. That wasn't something that I made up in my mind because, you know, that's where I wanted this to go. And because I yearn for this, but I said, I need you to please. And when I did this, I did it in silence in my head. Okay. I didn't say it out loud, because you know you don't want to say things out loud. You don't know who's listening, right? We got the devil hanging around us, so you don't want to say it out loud. You pray to quiet all the demons in your head, and you speak. You're specifically getting in this prayer with God, right? And you ask Him to give you a sign, and you be specific with your sign. Okay, make it something that is not very common and easy to find. Like, you're not gonna go and be like, "Oh, show me a red car," because how many red cars are you gonna see? This is something that has to be very, very, very specific. Whatever you ask Him for, be very, very specific and unique about it. Okay, and so I asked Him that, and months went, weeks went by. I think even a month and some change went by. Right. And I was sitting there like searching for it, for the answer. Right. Because I was like, oh, let me look and see. And what I asked Him for, it was hard, because the what I asked Him for and the color I asked Him for, it's not something you see on a daily basis. You know what I'm saying? For you to encounter something like that, you have to actually be around some place that actually have them. So the way I asked Him was, show it to me in a picture form, show it to me in a live form. I don't care how you show it to me, but it has to be this specific thing in this specific color. And you guys, I'm going to be completely honest with you. I was not expecting it. I was not doing anything. One day I was scrolling online because I was trying to book a trip, and I'm scrolling through something, and there was my sign. Not just one, but two. There was my sign. And I started pouring, crying in my room, and I said, okay. The sign was that of a positive sign. Okay. Because I did tell Him, if it's not for me, if this is not it, show it to me in this color. If it is, show it to me in this color. And He showed it to me in the color that I was expecting and hoping for. Let's just leave it at that. I really was. I'm still very faithful. I don't know. I'm trusting Him and stuff. But anyhow, and it's so funny. Today I was talking to my friend. We were having brunch. And the previous day, which was yesterday, I came across, again, same thing, same color, just out of nowhere, weeks apart from each other. And mind you, I wasn't searching for it. It's just the same thing appeared again, because again, I was having this little doubt in my mind and a little discouragement that was talking to me. And God was like, no, child, I'm going to bring you right back. Snap out of it. So just to say that, okay. If you ask, God will answer. But anyways, like I was saying, God revealed my future husband to me. And it wasn't in a dramatic, lightning from heaven kind of way, okay? But it was in a quiet, personal, intimate way. And He did it three times, randomly, unexpectedly. And I wasn't fasting, okay? I wasn't even asking at that particular moment when He revealed it to me. It just came. Okay. So, and that's the thing about God. Sometimes He drops promises into our hearts in the most ordinary spaces, right? And when He does it, it leaves you kind of like in awe and intention at the same time, because now you know something, but you don't see anything moving yet, you know? And that's real. Like, when you know something and nothing's moving, that's why you have to trust His timing. That's why you just have to release, right? Let go. Let go and let God. Okay. And let's be honest, it's hard when God shows you like a glimpse of the future, but doesn't hand you the full picture. You're just sitting here like, Lord, you show me who, but nothing is happening. There's no movement. It feels like silence again. And in that tension, the temptation is to either A, interfere, to try to make it happen in your own strength, or to cling to it so tightly, to the promise, that you stop living your life in the present. I've had to learn to do neither. When I say I got on my knees and I surrendered. I said, you know what? Whatever happens, happens. You know? Like, but it gave me some sort of comfort and in a way some closure too, because I'm like, I mean, I just need a little bit of something, okay? I just need a little something, God. God knows me, so He knows, you know? And I had to tell myself, Maite, trust God's timing. Don't manipulate it. Don't idolize it. don't lose yourself waiting for it. Because if God showed it, then he knows how to bring it to pass. So what do you do while you wait, right? You pray, and not just, Lord, bring him now or bring her now. You know, you pray with depth, right? And here's how I've learned to pray, right? I pray for him. I do. I pray for that man every night. I told you I was going to be vulnerable and realistic, and I'm not going to sugarcoat anything. Like, this is my life. This is me. This is my rawness. I pray for him every single day. Every single day, even after the fact. And I pray for his walk with God. I pray for his purpose. I pray for his protection, for his growth, for his peace of mind. I pray lust leave him. I pray whatever he is struggling and whatever demons he is fighting, for God to stand with him and fight them off. I pray for myself as well. I pray for myself. I pray for healing for myself. I pray for patience. I pray for wisdom and the ability to love in a healthy way. I pray for timing, right? That God orchestrates every step so you come together in his season, not yours. And like I said, people have free will, so the promise might not happen. But you still pray for that person regardless, right? And for yourself. And you pray for preparation, right? That both of you, and even if he hasn't like given you your husband or your wife yet, like if he hasn't revealed it to you, if he hasn't revealed your wife or your husband to you, okay, it doesn't matter. You still pray for them, even if you don't know them, because it's going to come to pass that both of you are ready, whole and steady when it's time, right? And because, guys, like, I have never been married, but I have had people that are married around me, that my parents were married, my grandparents were married. But, you know, marriage is not just romance, okay? It's ministry. And God is not going to rush us into ministry unprepared. So when marriage has been placed in your heart, and it has been placed in my heart for quite some time now, that's your sign not to beg God, but to prepare with him. And one of the hardest parts of this is watching nothing move. You know, it's like when you're hungry, right? You have this hunger and you're sitting down and there's like food sitting right there at the table, but you can't eat it because you're literally strapped. Right? That's exactly what it is. And watching, you know, the days turn into weeks and the weeks into months and maybe even years, and feeling like you're holding this secret promise from God, but it's not unfolding yet. But here's what I know, right? God doesn't reveal things to tease us. I mean, at least I hope not. And he doesn't show us things just to dangle them in like a carrot or like, I don't know, a little something in front of us. If he revealed it, it's because he has already set it in motion. And our job is not to rush the process, but to remain faithful in the waiting. You remember Abraham and Sarah, and again, Abraham and Sarai, who God gave them a promise of a son, and it didn't come right away. And, you know, they try to make it happen on their own, and it costs pain. But when God's timing came, Isaac was born, right? And Isaac represented the promise fulfilled, right? God promised Sarah and Abram a child, and the promise came to pass. And so Isaac was the representation. So if you are waiting on a promise, like I'm waiting on a promise, trust that the same God who revealed it to you is the same God who will fulfill it. So guys, if God has revealed your future spouse or placed marriage on your heart, okay, I want to remind you of this. The waiting is not wasted, okay? The silence doesn't mean God isn't working. And your job, you know, it isn't to interfere or obsess about it, okay? It's to prepare and to trust. And even if it doesn't come to pass, you are still prepared, okay? You are still prepared because that's what you've been doing, preparing. And this season, I gotta say, is sacred because it's teaching you and me how to believe God even when nothing seems to be moving. So let's go ahead and pray. Lord, thank you for the promise you revealed in silence. Thank you for showing us glimpses of what's ahead. God, help us not to interfere, not to cling in fear, but to trust you fully. Teach us, God, to pray for our future spouses with love, with wisdom, and patience. And in the meantime, prepare our hearts so that when the promise does come, we are ready and know how to steward it. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. And fam, that is episode 4. And next week, I'm not sure what I'm going to be talking about, but don't miss it. That's all I got to tell you. So until then, keep walking boldly in your word and keep trusting the one who writes your story, okay? Until next time, guys. Bye.